Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, May 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Stormy Daniels returned to the witness stand to face off with Donald Trump's lawyer, who sought to portray the porn star as a fabulist who speaks to ghosts and a hustler who had made millions off her years-old story of sex with a former president. Daniels' testimony is in some way superfluous to the case, in which Trump is accused of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records for covering up a payment intended to silence the porn star. But her account may ultimately bolster the prosecution's narrative, since her freewheeling appearance may illustrate how her story, if public, could have battered Trump's 2016 campaign. Norfolk Southern shareholders voted against an activist investor's proposal to unseat Alan Shaw as CEO. The investor, Ancora Holdings, has criticized Norfolk's operational and financial performance, as well as its handling of the train derailment that resulted in the release of toxic chemicals in a small Ohio town last year. Ancora was pushing for 7 seats on the company's 13-person board of directors. Shareholders voted to replace 3 board members. And the Bank of England kept its key interest rate unchanged at a 16-year high, but indicated that it is on course to cut rates over the coming months alongside its European peers, and possibly as early as June. Inflation in the UK has fallen steadily over recent months, and the bank said it likely hit its 2% target in April, though official figures won't be released until May 22nd. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.